Shall we start by introducing those of us that are here? So my name is Simon Lees. I am kind of new again on the board this year. I was on the board for 4 years a while ago, and I took a bit of a break because I saw there were some other high quality candidates and I thought I'd give them a shot. But then I saw that there was a bit of vacancy hold up, so I've come back on the board again. In my normal job, I work at SUSE doing packaging for both SLE products and for OpenSUSE products. In my spare time, I break video devices.
Hello, my name is Gil Gompa. I've been on the board for 4 years continuously now. This is the fourth year, yes, two terms. So within OpenSUSE, I do stuff around OpenSUSE Leap, as well as contributing and maintaining packages in both Tumbleweed and Leap. Recently restarted-ish an OpenSUSE public cloud team, and I do other things, I think. I don't remember what they are. But for my day job, if you will, I'm a consultant with my own company that works on Linux and open source stuff, particularly in the Red Hat and SUSE distribution families, but I do cool things related to that, around that in both a commercial and a personal context.
And I'm Douglas DeMaio. I've been on the OpenSUSE board for, getting close to 2 years. And besides that, I've been part of the project since 2014, doing various things for the project, including event management and marketing, PR, logistical support, a lot of stuff. Yeah. That's about it for me.
I'm Patrick Fitzgerald, and I have my own company called iLayer. We run cloud systems in Zurich. Have been a SUSE user and an OpenSUSE user since 2008 in various roles. And it's my second year in the board, and I'm also the founder of the GIGO Foundation, which I'm hoping we're going to get a lot of traction with.
So I'll take away the slides for a second, and Sean, why don't you introduce yourself? We can all see you, Sean, so feel free to talk.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the audio is a little delayed and screwy here. Okay. I'm the lead developer on Kalpa and new to the board as of about 6 weeks ago. I do various packaging around the project. I've been hanging out and involved in the project since 2013.
Thank you. All right. I found that button a second ago. So, finally, probably the obvious one, Gerald is not here. He has been quite unwell the last couple of days, and he sends his apologies for not being able to spend much time at the conference and come and chat with you all and to be here this afternoon. We also have done not a huge deal of preparation to these slides, but these are things we talked about. So we had a couple of thoughts around how we do this conference into the future, how we can make it better. One that's not up there that I'll mention to Doug now is maybe we probably shouldn't have this session as the last session so that we get a larger amount of the conference. And we're not on buses and planes already home when we have it. The next one is, personally for me, as someone in the labs team and maybe for more so some of the other SUSE employees here, we find it easy to get budget to go to labs, and less easy to get budget to come here. If I wasn't on the board, I would be sitting at home right now. And I think that's a great shame. And so one thing we would like to push for in our organization for the next couple of years is to see if we can get more synergy between the time and the place where they occur. Not necessarily the same place at the same time in the same location, but similar enough that for people that have to travel distances, they can take part in both if that's appropriate for them.
So I will say, just in addition to that, you know, there is the call for hosts that is there. We still would like to get some input from the community there on where we could perhaps go for a conference, because we did discuss that. And then additionally, the Open Susaser Summit also has a call for hosts. So, you know, please give those some consideration. The participation of the community is very, you know, very helpful, and we'd like, at least definitely for the Open Susa Asia Summit, to move around. And then, as well as here, you know, I think we're also hoping for some North America stuff, and probably given next year with SusaCon being in Orlando, it's likely that we would have a summit there, as traditionally has been the case, I think, up until 2014, I think, is when it was, or 2015.
And if you're in a different part of the world and you're watching this online, or you're in the room and you're passionate about running conferences somewhere else, please come and approach the board, and maybe it's not something we can do next year, but I think certainly it would be cool if we had an American presence more than once every couple of years when there's a SusaCon. But again, that takes people willing to do the organisation and put in the hard work. One of the great things for the board about the Open Susa Asia Summit is we do basically no work towards making it happen. The team there will send us a proposal that they've already accepted, and we'll read through it and rubber stamp it. But one of the reasons that conference works so well and is so successful is the local teams take a lot of ownership, and the amount of work that has to be put in by other people is very small. Then the next one along is, if this conference had a bigger budget, could we do more things like better food, other venues, so forth? And to make this conference have a bigger budget, that involves getting money from somewhere, which, as we discussed this concept internally, we're certainly not thinking about making it a paid-for conference for everyone, because I know the largest contributor to the current conference sends a lot of people, and I believe it's great that anyone in the community can rock up and be introduced. But at the same time, there are probably people in the community who might be willing to invest into the conference because they see its benefits. I know linux.conf.au, which has now become Everything Open in Australia, has a range of tiers, which mean that different people who feel passionate about the conference can invest more into it. And so now that there is a foundation and it is paying for that, that is an option that exists now that didn't exist in the past. So we thought it would be worth at least raising and discussing.
Yeah, so like this, you know, this idea I kind of brought up when we were discussing the funding conversation around the event itself, because it is not cheap to run one of these things. And I brought it up because Flock, which is Fedora's conference that is 2 months from now, this year in Rochester, New York, Flock actually every year offers this optional ability to buy a ticket to put into the funds for travel support, for event support, things like that. And it's the price is calibrated under what's known as the Big Mac Index, which is the price of McDonald's signature burger, the Big Mac, across different countries. And the idea is there that people can optionally purchase a ticket at a particular price point based on a purchasing index for their region, and that allows for us to be able to give people a way to easily contribute to the success of the event. Like, we don't expect everyone to do it, but it would be, we've never done it before. We now have the ability to take money, and I would like to see us be able to be more flexible about venues and opportunities in which we support our community. And this, I think, is a really, it's a low-hanging fruit. It's a really easy way to start beefing things up a bit when it comes to this kind of stuff.
We have a hand up at the back. Does anyone on the board want to jump up before we have questions or...
So just adding to what Neil's just said, we're also looking at doing different levels of sponsorship, which will be attached to various possibly attendees as well as speaking slots. So if you want to put £5,000 or $5,000 or whatever the currency is, you'll be guaranteed. You'll be a sponsor of Gold or the standard conference. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's something we've never been able to do because we've never had a foundation. I think actually one thing we need to be looking at, and we need to encourage the users to. If they have ideas for conferences, they have ideas for events, or they know events that are going on, we need to get that information to us, so then we can choose which events we sponsor and we run, because there's lots that we don't know about, I'm sure.
Or sending speakers, right?
Yeah, and sending speakers, yeah.
Marco, you had something?
Yeah. There was a lightning talk today about the tech kits. So would it be an idea to just open the conference for one day just for kids and the schools around here? Even if it's not in Nuremberg, but it's always like the old audience here, and we should try to bind the younger people too.
So
I'm old myself.
I know you're talking about a younger audience again, which I think is great, but one of the things I've also always enjoyed about Open Caesar Asia Summit is often they partner with a local university, and often we have a lot of students from the local university there, so I'm all for getting and we can tailor talks and even getting younger people in, I think would be fantastic. It's a great way to add to our community.
I also think the idea of having mini conf's around the world is a pretty decent idea. Like, it allow, and maybe one thing we could look at in the future. I don't think we're quite equipped yet to do it now. Is to kind of come up with a structure and a dedicated brand and you know, a kit, if you would, for people to set up local meetups and mini conf's to bring people together, because that can also help. Boost the energy around around our community and further support sustainability and growth in the long-term health of our projects.
Following on from what Neil's just said, if it's under the Geekos brand, then I don't think that kind of thing could happen under Open SUSE, because of the sensitivity that SUSE would have towards the fact that SUSE is included in the brand. But if it becomes Geekos or whatever it becomes, there's a lot more flexibility for any conference we want to run.
I'm just going to say Patrick has segued us very nicely into our next topic. I'm not sure... I'm not sure if it was by design. There is some things here we thought about. There are arguments you've heard in the talks. I don't know if we want to quickly... If anyone wants to quickly talk about any of these slides before I make them disappear. But these are all some of the aspects we discussed. Basically, if you would like some history into this topic, I think it's fair to say that the marketing team within SUSE has approached us... saying that they've had challenges and they're noticing challenges with the synergies between the two current names, and they came to the board asking if we would at least start a discussion with the community around what changing names could look like, should we change names, how to go forward. And so as the board, we started discussing that in our face-to-face this week, and by extension, we're now bringing that discussion into this venue and this space, and as it will continue over time. I'm going to bring Stefan back up on screen now while someone else talks.
Well, Neil always has something to say, so go ahead, Neil.
I hate being set up. Yeah. Your goal, Sean.
What did I do now?
We can all see you now, and you can talk whenever you feel like it, and the room will hear you with about a half-second delay. Does anyone else on the board want to talk into the naming stuff at the moment? Or would we like to open it up to the community, which is... Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so there is a microphone at the back. If anyone has questions, discussion, want to talk about the name further, then feel free to walk up to the back of the line. As a board, we spend a lot of time talking about it. There's also been a lot of things going on and changing, so some of the stuff we talked about is maybe more or less relevant now. So we don't have too much more prepared for this session, and we just wanted to open it up to the community to have a discussion if they feel like it. At the same time, if you don't feel like it, you can make the AV guys really happy because they can start their pack up a bit earlier. But I'm hoping that at least some people want to discuss it that are left here.
He's going to the microphone.
I know. It helps if the microphone's on, though.
Thanks, everybody, who helped me turn on the microphone. So my question is this. I hear that the marketing team had this feeling that that we needed to change this, like disambiguate. I would like to also make sure that we're asking them for assistance in ensuring that we have an uplift on that on transitioning that name and namespace.
Absolutely. That has, as part of the discussions we had during the face-to-face this week, this was a very important point that we made clear as part of our deliberations, that as we move forward with this, we do expect to get assistance on this, whatever we do.
So this is something that's particularly important to me. As you might notice from my accent, I am not from this part of the world, and neither are any of us, but but 6 or 7 years ago, I had the privilege to start going to conferences in Australia along with a few of my other SUSE employees, and over that period of time, the conversation went from that, oh, you're something that still exists, you're something that people still use, in Australia, in fairness, both for SUSE and Open SUSE. But over the last 6 or 7 years, now, when you say, I'm from Open SUSE, you'll get discussions about tumbleweed and things like that, and not discussions about, oh, you're something that still exists. And so I think the same can be said for a lot of parts of the world, and we do have people that have been working hard to sell that brand, and we need to make sure that we have the financial support to continue to be able to support and send those people to sell the message that SUSE's not making the name change because they're abandoning us and they want to be separate, but that the support is still there, the distros are staying the way they are, SUSE's still contributing to LEAP in the way they do, SUSE employees are still doing release management and contributing to Tumbleweed in the way they always had. Just because the name is changing, you shouldn't be scared that this is a thing that's going away. And to do that well, we do need budget, and that is something as the board, as the people responsible for talking between SUSE and the community, are absolutely pushing.
So what I would like to say is, however these conversations move forward, that it ends up being productive. So if you are going to add something to the conversation, try to make it productive. I know that was yesterday, we had the marketing team for OpenSUSE kind of get together and really look at, you know, how we can move forward. And, you know, a lot of them said, let's make sure that we are doing it in a positive direction, right? Or just being positive about it. And I just want to reinforce that idea that, you know, bring something to the table in the conversations.
On that subject, just going slightly off topic for a second, we have found a group of people at this conference interested in marketing. If you weren't in those sessions, we have a marketing at lists.opensuse.org. Send an email there, get connected. Marketing is something this community has struggled with for a long time, so if it's something you're interested in and want to help, we absolutely want you involved in this journey, and so reach out. Sean, did you want to say anything before we take the next question?
I'll be honest, I'm having a hard time understanding what's being said, so no.
Sean is hearing everything through the microphone on the front of my laptop screen, which is not ideal. All right, I think next question.
Hello, my name is Ari. I have one question about the board as it is now. And I kind of could have asked this question in the connection to the foundation earlier today, but I'm just curious. The role of the current board and that what leads the foundation at this moment, is there, because there are now two separate entities, or is this going to be merged? Maybe, I don't expect an immediate answer, but this might be something you need to take into consideration.
So, it's a good question. I am sorry to say that we don't quite have a firm answer on how things will evolve right now. As it currently stands, the OpenSUSE board primarily functions as the main administrative contact point for the project. We essentially exist as the contact point between SUSE and the OpenSUSE project, as well as the OpenSUSE project to external stakeholders and community agents. Beyond that, we do have like some administrative powers around trademarks and things like that, and we've delegated some of the powers we have, like conflict resolution, to the moderation teams and things of that nature. But we don't really have more beyond that as we evolve towards integrating with GECO Foundation and doing more things. I think Patrick has some idea of what that would look like.
Well, there's been lots of discussions this week about different ways to manage it. But one thing I think is quite important to realize is the foundation is managed by a number of trustees, and the responsibility of those trustees is mainly financial and legal. So this board would be sitting underneath that as part of a community that we're looking after. If we introduce other communities, the trustees would remain the same, because their duties wouldn't be changed, because it's just all about making sure that all the right things are happening for the communities that we're working with, and that's
okay. So quickly on that, I think one of the key important things about five of the six seats of the board currently is it's appointed by the community and is accountable to the community in that way. And I think long term, with whatever structure we see for the foundation and how we do it, it would be good to be eventually moving towards a model where those roles are community appointed. And obviously, depending on how tight the integration is and how long that takes, it could be a process that goes over a couple of years, but certainly in the future, that's something I would like to see.
So Sean would like to speak.
And Sean would like to speak.
For my part, I certainly think we need to look at the role of the board and whatever this new structure is. We need to have some conversations about governance. I think a lot of that's on the table right now. I don't have any better answers for you than that.
I also think that possibly, throwing back to Robert's talk earlier today, of empowering people to do the things they're good at, the people that are good at understanding the legal and financial sides of the project may not necessarily be the best people for understanding the moderation sides of the project. And so I certainly can see some merit in splitting those two things and finding ways that we can make sure they're accountable to the community, but better empowering those people to look after their responsible parts, but at the same time, not going so far that they're completely fragmented silos and we start to have the other set of issues because people can't talk to each other enough.
I was just going to sort of use an analogy that I realise is not a good one to use, which is it's kind of like the US government. with the House and the Senate, roughly. I mean, we won't be, as the trustees, we won't be telling the Open SUSE, whatever it's called, in the future, won't be telling them what to do. We'll be providing a guidance. And we'll be allocating budgets, but this is all very new, and so you know, all these things, you know, we can work them out. There'll be management committees underneath us. There'll be marketing committees underneath us. There's lots that is going to happen that is yet to be even discussed.
Any more questions? Lubash, come on, come up here. Come up here.
A question related to the location of the conference. We've had discussions about it. I know we can submit proposals. But generally, what do you think should be the strategy? People touch the university ground topic, where you get a lot of fresh minds that may be actually participating. Or you can choose a location where we have office and then you can expect a lot of employees attending, right? Or you do something in between. So what do you personally prefer? What do you think should be the direction and preferred choice?
So again, speaking with my Australian hat on, I was a contributor to the Open SUSE project for 5 years before I worked at SUSE. I got to work with a lot of people online, but I was never in a position that I could meet everyone. And then I came to this conference for the first time a year after I joined SUSE, and I really enjoyed the fact that all the key engineering people that I'd worked with in contributing things to Open SUSE were at this conference. And I guess part of the question narrows down to, are we trying to make a user-centric conference or a developer-centric conference? I quite like the fact that this has been a developer-centric conference, and with the reality is there is a lot of people working on the project within Europe, especially in southern Germany and the Czech Republic, and then kind of spreading out from that. And so making it so that the conference is easy for their employer to send them and big travel budgets aren't an issue, because if people like Lubosch couldn't make it to the conference because it was too far away, or we had to choose between Lubosch or someone else in their team rather than having all of them, I don't think that is ideal for this conference. I think one thing we looked at last time I was on the board is also how we could do community-focused conferences in Europe, so I believe COVID somewhat ruined it, but we did plan to do a community summit with one of the conferences in Albania, and I think, personally for me, I like the fact that this conference has all the developers working on OpenSUSE, and at the same time, we get to meet the members of the community that are here and around. And so, but also, you are all still here at after 5 o'clock on a Saturday at this conference, so I would highly value your feedback. If you have ideas, jump up to the mic as well.
I love the fact that all the developer types are here. That's true. It's good because most of the time I can't talk to any of them because we're all on the wrong time zones. And I'm sure Simon feels that pain more than I do because I at least have the benefit of U.S. Eastern time being somewhat okay. Australian Eastern is way worse. but at the same time, I think a big problem we have in the OpenSUSE community is that our developers are not exposed to new people. And that is a big challenge that comes from being in the same places all the time. And if we're going to other places and having, you know, new contact points and new interactions, there's new opportunities for these same people to gain new perspectives by interacting with new groups of people. I mean, honestly, this is one of the reasons I like the fact that Flock bounces around as it does year after year, is because we get to meet different people. A lot of the same people show up, but then we also get a new mix of people showing up too. And I think that is valuable in its own right. I'm not saying that we shouldn't, we will necessarily be able to do that, but my hope is that we would become a little bit more, bounce around a little bit more to be able to meet more people and have more perspectives.
I guess another perspective on that is I've been lucky to be at a few OpenSUSE Asia summits, and I have been surprised every time I'll talk to two or three people that's kind of heard about the conference and traveled there and joined. And at the start of the conference, when they came, they were just users or they were slightly interested. But then all those people have gone on to go back home, become more invested in our community, and have now become long-term contributors to a range of things, both technical and non-technical, and I think that's really cool. So I think doing that better, whether it's as part of this conference or some other conference, is certainly something that we need to look at in the future, because the reality is, if we stay the same, we will all get old, we'll all retire, we'll all die, and who's coming up behind us?
Yeah.
Neil is lucky he has lots of hair on the stage. The rest of us do not.
I'm lucky that I'm persistent and tenacious, because it is very hard to do this kind of stuff all the time. But like, emotional connection is the most important part. Like, when you're able to meet people and engage with them and humanize a community, it changes your dynamic forever with that community. And I think it's really important that we do that not just for the people that are here, but the people that are everywhere. So I'm personally of the feeling that we should be moving around more.
I mean, from that perspective, I mean, I agree. I mean, I've gotten to go to a lot of different events, and it would be nice to see us move a lot in a lot of different areas or different locations. And especially the Asia Summit, I mean, I know that we have that. I know that people express interest every year. Sometimes that comes down to funding and things like that. But there's tons of great conferences out there. And even if you end up in, I don't know, we'll say South by Southeast, you know, something like that. Like, it's not very well known, but you'll talk to people that maybe have a different viewpoint. So,
I'm going to butcher some German for a second. But there is a city over that way, somewhere called Clement or something like that, and they have an event called Linux Tag. And I had never heard of that city before, but Some people in my team went to that conference this year, and I've spoken to people here who have been part of that conference here. And I think it's great that those events exist, and I think it would be great, especially as part of this possible renaming process, if we can start to send OpenSUSE or whatever we're called, representatives, both from a developer and a user perspective, to all those places and all those smaller conferences, because that is a great way to meet new people and to sell what we become in the future. I'm going to run a mic down to Lubos.
Just a little reaction for that. I think that in Czech Republic we do a pretty good job. There's like DevConf, OpenAlt, Linux, I don't know, install days and so on. And we always have OpenSUSE booth there, but it goes with like appointed person. I feel like I'm extended hand of duck for Czechia when it comes to conferences. We should appoint people, and it's a voluntary position really, but you get support from SUSE on travel and so on. But we should do that in multiple countries, and then you have problem solved. Like, these people will be happy to do that, take responsibility. And so on.
So the Czech, partly because I've been there a lot, but that's another place that we have done a lot. And I think a lot of that comes down to we found a dedicated person like Lubos who's willing to give up his weekends. But we have found many dedicated people like Lubos who are willing to give up their weekends and go to talk at conferences like that. And I think that you guys all in this room have been to conferences. You're passionate about it, and maybe the question is, how can we best equip you to go out into your local conferences in your local areas? I know in Australia we only have one a year, but how can we equip all of you to go out and do that? And if you have ideas on that as well, please let us know. We've got a Stefan approaching the microphone.
I would like to see us at a different city. Keep in mind, we had this with Greece a few years back, but consider one thing, it should be easy to reach. We had the SUSE Labs mentioned earlier. If you know how painful it is to reach some of the locations there, and we have people coming, Australia, the US, and maybe even further down. So make sure wherever we go, that it's also reachable. Because if we are hiding in a kebab, it doesn't mention if it's in South Bavaria, in the Czech Republic, or anywhere else, but we should be reachable.
As someone who got to go from Gladstone in the middle of nowhere in Queensland to Ostrava on the other side of the Czech Republic with no nearby airport, I 100% agree with you.
And I'm not saying that Nuremberg is easy to reach, but I think there are other locations where we can go.
As far as random locations go, Nuremberg at least has an airport that you can connect to easily enough. So it's not the worst choice.
So I think I got a second to speak here. As far as the conference moving around, I'm personally in favor of moving it around globally regularly, just because it does change the people that are able to attend and is better exposure for the community. So, and I apologize for the audio issues here. I'm having a hard time following the conversation.
That's all right. We set up a less than ideal audio situation for you, so that is our fault. Any other questions before we wrap up? I did see a 5-minute flag, but Lubos has stuck his hand up again, so we'll let him have another chat.
Rick was doing this. This was a really good trick, actually. By the way, what about the trainings for the board? We've done it like together, and I hope that we will do it, like soft skills, you know, how to be good at moderation, you know, and maybe problem solving and so on. Do you feel like we could do that again every year? If I can support you and finding a budget and talking to people, I will do that, but it needs to be appreciated. And if you think it doesn't make sense, maybe we don't have to do it. If you feel like we can do some more trainings for the board, so every board member, doesn't matter his background, maybe he's young, you know, he never been on such a position, maybe he's experienced, but make sure that they have like some fundamental education to or training to succeed on the position. Do you think it's something that we want to continue in? You know, talking about a training that we had like in, what was it, a few months ago? Like, we can do it regularly and focus on your needs, right? But like, do you think that we should do that?
I am all for training and equipping the people that we're putting into, especially roles that become key for the organisation, whether that's the board, whether that's other areas. If we're bringing people in, I think we should give them the best chance to succeed. And I thought that the training we did was great for that. And if people are willing to continue to sponsor that training, that would be fantastic and really valuable for future boards. And maybe we can look at even extending it. Maybe there's, because when the project's working well and doing well, everyone benefits, including our key sponsors. So maybe we can look at whether there's other areas and other people outside of the board that it's also worth investing in the training of. And on the flip side, there's lots of knowledgeable people in this room about certain areas. So maybe we should look at ways that we can share our expertise better and train people in, whether it's people like Sunny who have organised and helped organise many conferences. If we want to have conferences in different places, we need to help organise conferences in different places. And maybe we need to find a better way to leverage the people we have to help provide training as well.
And the training that Lubos was referring to was in dispute resolution, which is quite appropriate.
Well, thank you very much, and I guess we'll see you next year.
Before Doug is allowed to say, we'll see you next year, someone needs to put together a big round of applause for Doug and his team that have helped organise this conference. Also for the staff of the bar, you've been awesome. The AV team has been fantastic. So thanks to the AV team as well. You get your own round of applause.
We don't want to forget the sponsors too. So we want to thank SUSE, Fedora, ARM, as well as the Geeko Foundation. Yes. And then if you could help, if we do it all together, if you could just help stack the chairs in 15, and then,
do the thing again.
It'd be very helpful. So thank you all.